Well, what if you could swap out your cancer-ridden body with a new body? What if you could swap out your Alzheimer's-racked body with a new one? Keeping your consciousness, of course, keeping that totally intact. But yes, a totally new body, your memories are all still there. It sounds like it's straight out of a science fiction novel, of course, but it's actually happening right now. It's real. I'm talking about the unveiling of the world's first head transplant system by a new startup company called Brain Bridge. Brain Bridge has been operating in stealth mode, keeping its revolutionary plans kind of under wraps until yesterday when the company's lead project manager dropped this trailer on Instagram.
Introducing Brain Bridge, the world's first revolutionary concept for a head transplant machine, which uses state-of-the-art robotics and artificial intelligence to conduct complete head and face transplantation procedures, ensuring smooth outcomes and faster recoveries. Because head transplants require high speed, precision, and efficiency, BrainBridge utilizes advanced high speed, high precision robotic systems to speed up the process, eliminate human error, prevent brain cell degradation, and ensure seamless compatibility. The head transplant procedure involves removing a person's entire head, containing the brain, from their current diseased body, then attaching it to the body of a healthy, young, brain-dead donor. Head transplants could provide individuals with severe medical conditions, such as terminal cancer, paralysis, spinal cord injuries, or neurodegenerative diseases, the opportunity to have a fully functional body while preserving their consciousness, memories, and cognitive abilities. The neurons are the longest-lasting functional cells in the human body. And according to our estimates, the brain is capable of lasting several hundred years, provided that the rest of the body remains young. The Brain Bridge concept involves the use of the integrated robotics platform comprised of the two autonomous surgical robots, designed to perform simultaneous surgeries on two bodies side by side within a single setup. The complete robotization of the process allows for the surgery to be performed in an environment with varying temperature and pressure. The procedure begins by preparing the donor and recipient bodies.
Yeah.
Get the heck out of here.
So I love someone in the chat says, Brain Bridge's stock ticker is BS. I mean, this is, yeah, okay. So we're talking about moving a patient's head onto a new healthy brain, onto a new healthy brain-dead donor body, basically. So let's break this and what this means.
RoboCop. Something.
Yeah, I see RoboCop too. Brain Bridge says their technology is designed to offer hope to patients suffering from conditions that are currently untreatable, such as stage 4 cancer, paralysis, again, neurodegenerative diseases, like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. And they say, of course, these are devastating diagnoses that have no options right now for these patients. But Brain Bridge aims to change all that by preserving a patient's consciousness, memories, cognitive abilities, while giving them an entirely new body. So how do they exactly plan to do this? I mean, they're going to use this like high-tech robotic system with real-time molecular-level imaging. They say they're about 8 years away from pulling this off right now. Hashim Al-Ghali, the project lead at Brain Bridge, said he is that every step of this concept is based on scientific research, extensive scientific research. And the reason they're coming out of stealth mode now is because they want to attract top talent in science and engineering to be a part of this. And they say they're about 8 years away from their first patient being ready to get his or her head swapped out.
You go first.
I mean, you think about Neuralink, right? That's now, Elon Musk tweeted the other day, they're now soliciting for their second patient right now. They have their first one that was successful. Yeah. Like now this is, people are saying this is Frankenstein. And people are wondering if cryogenics has worked. Actually, that's a great question. Aren't there still like a number of famous individuals cryogenically being held for just such an occasion like this? Like, isn't Ted Williams or something like that? I know there's like a couple of rumors about
Walt Disney
that are cryogenically being held.
I do believe that the consensus is that was all just like hopes and dreams, and there's really no recovering those brains.
Another one says infertile with turtle. I like this. You guys, they've probably been doing this successfully underground or they wouldn't announce it. other people saying it's really, really creepy. There's all sorts of ethical and philosophical questions here that need to be addressed, right? The concept of head transplants, of course, challenges the very notion of like what it means to be human, right? So what is your identity, right? Your soul, your consciousness, the essence of what a person is. What happens when you wake up? And yes, they're using CGI here. Like they're not showing actual human beings. This is like a rendering. This is a concept film that they're showing off here.
Yeah.
From this company. But you know, so what happens when you wake up in a completely different body?
Right.
Right. You're in a completely different body.
Oh, I have ugly toes now. I don't like these toes.
Are you still you? Like you, your consciousness is there, but you wake up in an entirely different body. Is it still you?
And you think of like muscle memory, you know, are you going to know how to, I don't know, the things that you know how to do, like chop tomatoes or whatever.
Right.
Like, will you suddenly know how to knit?
Right.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Will you now be able to, is it like the Matrix where you've had all of these, and we know that actually from people who've received different organs and organ transplants that they have suddenly had an affinity for playing cello music. We know that's actually a documented case. You can actually study that where people who've had different organs transplanted into their bodies, heart transplants, et cetera, they've actually suddenly had awareness or an affinity for certain things that they never had before. And it was because of the organ has a memory. So like, what does it mean? What about hubris too? Like you're playing God in this situation too with human bodies and consciousness.
Right. Also,
go
ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, I was just gonna say, like your genetics, your chromosomes are different from one part of your body to the other.
Yeah,
like you'd literally have different genes in your head than you would in the rest of your body. Like, how would your body really deal with that? That's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're processing all of this. Go ahead. You were gonna say.
I think spiritually, this bothers me because my belief is that we come here with a purpose to experience something and overcome triumphs and try and learn in our lifetimes and have an experience. And I don't think that, I think that this is sort of cheating the human experience in a way, is saying like, I'm going to give myself an extra lifespan or something. Like, I just, that's the thing that really bothers me a lot.
A lot of doctors online are praising this. Dr. George, who has a pretty large following on X, says, you know, the first head transplant system uses robotics and AI for head and face transplants. Science is amazing. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, right, if you're a doctor and this is what you're doing, you're trying to treat stage 4 cancer and you can't do it and you've reached the end of, now we can take a donor body and just swap out your head on this donor body.
But what are the ethics of that? Is just saying that person, let's just give up on them, right? And we see how in Canada now, how easily now they give
right.
up on someone's lifespan. And so would they, someone who maybe had a possibility of regaining consciousness, like who makes that call?
Is there
going to
be
done?
Like a maid, like in Canada, like a maid to bridge, like brain bridge pipeline, like
right.
just go right from the maid program into the brain bridge program.
Yeah, that's terrifying, right?
Oh my God.
You're depressed, but here you go. Also, just the idea of like my head on somebody, the way you intimately know yourself seems a little bit strange. You're like, oh, you know, what is this?
So. Well, it's like Bill Murray said, he's like, if I had breasts, I'd never leave the house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you put on the wrong body. You're proud of yourself for that one.
It's Bill Murray's joke. I'm not. I'm giving credit where credit is due, but it is. It's super creepy. I mean, I don't know. I just find it so stunning. And they're like, "Yeah, we're 8 years away from this because we're going to use. We're basically. And what's amazing is they're taking the human being out of the surgery process. It's fully AI, fully robotics.
Well, that probably is going to happen anyway.
I was researching the story, I thought, my gosh. Think about surgeons who, like, how long until surgeons are removed
outsourced.
From the process and, mm-hmm. or they're sort of just overseeing it, but they're really not involved in the robotic process anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how close are we to that? To think to go from, like, the Model T factory assembly from 100 years ago all the way up to this now? We're changing heads?
Yeah.
Our pets' heads are falling off? It's crazy. Let us know your thoughts on this in the comments below. The transhumanism continues. I'm sure Rachel Levine would love to do something with this. We'll see about that. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.